You learn today, Lezeicha.
Right. Quiet for a
second. Okay, you told us this part two after. Okay, we learn today, Lezeicha Uli'ili Nishmas, the father of one of the founders of this Kolav. All the learning we have here in the Kolav really goes to him, to our Chaver, Michal Miller. Today he is observing the yard site of his father. His name is Shraga Feivel Ben Meir. So may the learning of today, and really it's been the learning of the last number of years, it should all be go'ile, l'zuchus, l'ili, neshmosai. May his neshama have a lichtika ganeidin, and may he be all zuchus, zuchus o yogin aleinu, for us and for his family and for Gans Klal Yisrael.
Amen. I'll just say that my father was the pillar of the Jewish community of Springfield, Mass for over half a century, and he would have loved being in this kolel.
Okay. That's very nice to say. Okay, may his neshama have an aliyah. Should be male tzioisha for the ganze mishpacha and for all of us as well. Let's begin. We have two more psukim to finish up this parak. Pasuk Yud Gimel on the page 340. Page 340, parak va, pasuk Yud Gimel, hasmechem l'loy davar, ha'aymim ha'loy b'choskeinu, people who is part of the criticism of the Navi against the sinners of Klal Yisrael, people who have joy for nonsense. Can you imagine people, they go to the Super Bowl. Okay, yes, they have joy for nonsense. They say, Koichi v'oitzem yodi osli esachayel azeh. Haloi v'choskeinu, with our strength, Lokachnu lanu karnoyim, we have taken for ourselves the karnoyim. It's another expression. It's just a play on the word of the karen is the strength of an axe in a bullfight. The koyach of the power of the bull is in its horns, and that's its pride and joy. And the people here are saying that we have taken possession of our land with our power, with our strength. It's basically the same thing that we say in the pasuk, "Koychi v'oitzem yadi osli asachayel azeh." It's my koyach and my strength that has achieved success. Okay, we're going to see a lot of farshim, different ideas. One more pasuk to finish up the parak, and we'll go back and go through everything in very great detail. Pasuk Yadal l'ki hinani meikim alechem. So Hashem says this nonsense is going to come to an end. I don't go for this nonsense. But instead, ki hinani, Hashem says, here I am. Make him alechem beis Yisrael, no Hashem. I will cause to rise up against you. Make him here is in the hifl form. I will cause to rise up against you, beis Yisrael, no Hashem. So says Hashem, okay, hatzeva kois, goy, a nation, eschem, this nation that I will cause to rise up against you will oppress you. And they will conquer the entire land from beginning to end, from the boundary, from shining sea to shining sea. Let's take a look over here. Now let's take a look at all the details, a lot of details here on Farshim. Let's start with Pasuk Yud Gimel in the Mitzudos David. Back on page 340. Pasuk Yud Gimel. Pasuk says, Hasmechem, Him Smechem al Loy Dovar, Ritzon Loymar. What does this mean to say? Smechem, whatever the Mitzudo says, Ritzon Loymar, it's a stop sign. He's going to tell you something which is not obvious. Smechem al Hatzlachosam, Shloy Tiskayim Lzman Mirubeh. Now, I told you a different translation from other Mepharshim, but he says here, his interpretation is, when it says Loy Dovar means it's not sustainable. It's not going to last. They're taking joy in something which is only temporary. That is a very profound idea. That it's not kedai to rejoice, to have simcha for something that is only short-lived. Simcha is meant to be celebrated on something which has a kiyum, something that can be sustained, that will be sustained. So it's a very interesting idea. When you go to a simcha, you go to a wedding, why is a wedding something? Think about it. Why Jews? It's a very bizarre thing. I don't think there's any nation in the world that celebrates a wedding like a Jew. Jews, they have to take out a second mortgage on their house just to pay for the wedding. Why is that? Why can't a wedding be like a bris? Why can't a wedding be like a shalom zachar? You come over, come over Friday night. We'll have a wedding. The rabbi will marry them off, like they used to marry them off, you know, 5 minutes before Shabbos. Harei Mikudesh. Just have a little Suda Shabbos. And then like a Shalom Zohar, people can come. We'll have Arbis and stash your nuts. And maybe if you're lucky, you'll have some beer also. If you're lucky, we'll have some beer. Why can't a wedding be like that? Why does a wedding have to be? Wow. Okay, there are many answers to that question. There are many answers, but there is definitely, there's no question, you can go, there are many extreme answers. One answer, the most extreme Kabbalistic answer is that a wedding is nothing more than a dogma of the marriage of Klal Yisrael to Hashem. Klal Yisrael is called the Kala, Hashem is the Chosan. Many of the minhagim that we observe at a wedding all are taken straight out of the playbook of Matan Torah. The parents, the Shushpinin, they come down, they walk down the chuppah with candles. There was Eish, there was fire by Matan Torah. They walk around seven times. Kalal Yisrael, they walked around, they surrounded themselves on the mountain. Okay, this can go on and on forever about this to describe, to show all the parallels between a wedding and Matan Torah. What happened at Matan Torah? Klal Yisrael got married. Mazel Tov. They got married to Hashem. So therefore, every time we have a wedding, we're basically we are reliving that experience. It's a dugma. And this is what a mitzvah tanz is all about by those who observe it. It's a very interesting mitzvah tanz. By some, it's considered to be the most sublime thing that can possibly in this world. And by the Litvaks, it's mamish, the greatest aveiro you can do. It's mamish mixed dancing. Okay, so you go mikotze el hakotze, and how people observe view a wedding. But if you don't want to go in the world of Kabbalah, you want to go the world of psychology. If you make a fancy wedding, if you make a nice fancy engagement party, and if you have the money to do so, it impresses upon the chosan and kala that this is a marriage that must endure. It must last. It's not a wife is not a disposable
commodity.
Okay.
To be a binyan
adayat. And if you're going to have a shalom zohar for a wedding, it will. And if that was how society will treat marriage, it's going to happen. A trickle down effect. People will decide every couple of years it's time for a new wife. It's
but
time.
Bris is not the same thing. Your bris is permanent.
So wedding is also permanent. That's what I want to come to. Okay, then you can enter into the world of psychology. There are definitely people that make very, very elaborate engagement parties. And it's done with a lot of seichel, because if you just make there's no vart. Let's say there is no vart. Let's say the minute would be that there's no vart. There is no engagement party. And boy and girl, they get engaged. Okay, mazel, you got engaged. You tell your friends you got engaged. What's the big deal 3 weeks later to say, you know what? Let's break the engagement. I changed my mind. Psychologists, I heard from a psychologist that almost every, most of his patients are boys and girls the day after they get engaged. The day after they get engaged, what in the world did I just do? Why did I fall into this? Why this boy? How in the world, is it loud enough? Why this boy, why that girl? People get cold feet. If there is no engagement party, people are not coming to you in Mazel Tov and all the nonsense that goes along with it, it's very easy the next day to break the engagement. So there's a lot of seichel behind this what we think is a mishagas of making a $10,000 engagement party. There is something to it. There is something to it. And a wedding as well. It's in order to emphasize in society, amongst Jewish society, Orthodox Jews, you don't break an engagement, you don't get divorced. You're that's it. You're here. That's it. It's over. You have a commitment. A commitment is a commitment. Okay, that's psychological. You have Kabbalah. You have psychology, and then there's something else. It relates to this. Hasimechim leloy davar. Something which is everlasting deserves simcha. Hashem created simcha. Asher bara sosoin v'simcha. Hashem created this asset, this commodity in the world, sosoin v'simcha. Simcha belongs in a matzav of permanence. If you go have a baseball game and the Yankees win, who cares? So they won. What permanence, what change, what is it about this that it will endure in this world, a change that will endure in this world forever? Nothing. Nothing. So is it really kedai to rejoice? Well, you know, you got to live also. You have to have some entertainment. But it's not what the Torah means when it says simcha. Simcha means, over here we learn from this pasuk, the mahus of simcha is, according to the list, the mitzudah is his profound idea, is simcha is on a dover sheniskayim. And the criticism that the Navi is lodging against the Jewish people is that you rejoice over things that are loydover. They do not have any endurance. Okay, now we go to the next, further in the mitzudahs. What does this mean to say? Ha'oimer is almost the same thing as Ritzoyne Loimar. It's the same thing as Kloimar. Avaloichein hu ki akol behashkocha. Okay, so you're saying, the basic idea is, like I told you before, is people say that their destiny is in their own hands. We have taken for us our karnoyim. He's not really translating in the mitzudos so much the karnoyim. The mitzudos tzioin is a little bit better. He adds it a little bit more bayor. Inyan choizek. So hu sha'ul, it is a borrowed term. Mikarne balchai, from the horns of a living animal. Shemischazkin bohen, an animal takes pride. It knows, don't start up with me. He knows it sends a message to the other creatures out in the field. Don't mess with me. If you mess with me, I will thrust my horns in your face and I will wipe you out. So here, lokach l'lanu karnoim, we have in our power, we have taken for ourselves our strength. We have taken for us oimetz v'choizek. Whatever we have in this world, we have taken for ourselves. I would think that you should add a base into the word. Maybe that's what it means. That lokachnu lanu bikarnoyim. We have taken for ourselves with our horns. Is that what the pasuk means? We do know that we do add letters here and there in order for the pasuk to be smoothened out the style of the writing. But it would seem it's along those lines that we have taken for ourselves possession of this world with our strength. Or if you don't want to add the days, so then it means that we've taken for ourselves our assets, our wealth. A person's wealth is his strength. A person who has a lot of money in the bank or has a lot of prestige, this is his power. So the karnoyim represents their power. And the pasuk here is telling us, b'chazkenu, with our own might, we have achieved success. Success means power. That is called success. What?
Horns are often a power symbol.
Right, of course. Right.
Like a pasuk, the bracha theosik, right? Karnal
Bohem.
Bohem. How does it go?
Bechor Sharoi Hodor Loi the Karnei in Karnov. Karnov. The horns is the power. What is a person's power? His wealth, his success. And here the person is saying, because Kenu, with our strength, with our gaiva, we have taken possession, we have achieved success. We have achieved, and the code word for success is karnoi. Success is power. Okay, let's go further in next pasuk. Mitzudos badav pasuk yudalit on the next page 342. Ki hinani, Hashem now says, I do not like what I see. I will go and punish. Ki hinani, ki ata now shechatosem li, you have sinned against me. Hinani, mamid aleichem atem beis yisrael goy, I'm going to cause a nation to rise up against you. Musaf al hinani mekim alechem. There was a pause. you should really read the pasuk Hineni Mekim Aleichem Goy. But in between the words Aleichem and the word Goy, we had a hefsik of the words Beis Yisrael Nu'um Hashem Elokei Hatzevokois. I will rise up against you, the Jewish people. Who is the speaker? Hashem is the speaker. What will I cause to rise up against you? A nation that will torture you. Okay, so the psukim again, you don't necessarily read the words in order. You have to, the pasuk is a puzzle, you have to put the words in the right place. The nation will go and oppress you. The entire territory. Min haderech sheboim boy el chamos should be paas hatzefoni. Hamas is in the north. Shall Eretz Yisrael? Okay, obviously, I get what Hamas. Hamas, we associate Hamas in Gaza in the south.
No.
That's not. I'm just saying. No. Don't get confused. I'm just saying. Don't get confused with the modern day terrorist organization versus a physical location that was located all the way in the north of Eretz Yisrael. Ad Nachal Arava. Arava is the plain. Hashem says there's going to be a nation that's going to come rise up against you. L'chayr is referring to Sancheriv, and he's going to come and conquer the entire land all the way from the north down to the south. Let's see Rashi. Rashi back in the previous page, Pasuk Yud Gimel, L'loy Davar, Al Gidul Asam V'Ashram She'enoi Kilum. You rejoice over L'loy Davar, money. Money, Rashi says, hey, would you believe such a Rashi? How could Rashi say such a thing like that? Insult us. Gidul Asam, their imaginary honor and their money, their wealth. She'enoi klum. Whew, that's hard to swallow. Money is nothing. Money is nothing. Okay, Rashi's not mincing words here. She'enoi klum. Why is money nothing? She'lo yiskayim. Money does not last. Scary Rashi. So why are you rejoicing over your success of money? Karnayim, choizik ugevura le'nageach bekarnenu aniyim ve'evyonim. Okay, really scary Rashi. Rashi is saying that what are people happy about? They have great joy in this, that they're able to steal and oppress the poor people. The vulnerable people are subject to being robbed and oppressed and crushed. And it's not bad enough that the rich, successful people actually engage in stealing from them and harming them. But it's even worse that the rich people rejoice. They have simcha in being able to take advantage of the vulnerable. Next, Rashi, page 342. Rashi, b'levei chamos, shu b'miktzah tzifaynis ma'aravis shel eretz Yisrael. Rashi is one more word that the mitzudos left out, ma'aravis. It's in the west. Okay, it's the northwest of Eretz. So I guess it's up against the Mediterranean. I guess somewhere over there.
Have a look at
the Arava.
It says,
Arava.
Right. And it says, Arava on the west. That's what it says.
Okay.
Take a look at page 913.
Okay. Oh, very good. Good. Very good. Chamos Rabbah, Levoy Chamos. Very, very good. The Arab. All the way up there. It's way, way up there. What is that today?
Syria.
Damascus. Way up there, okay? All the way up there. Okay, way up there.
There are two cities in Syria. One is called Hamas, and the other is called Hama. Hama is the one that Assad leveled.
Yeah.
Absolutely leveled, paved over the town, and killed everybody you could find there.
Wow. Okay, so that's it. All the way up north, we see here, all the way down to the Arava. Okay, on the look at the Nachal Harav. Look on this very good. You're very good for showing us this map, page 913.
Right.
On the very bottom, you see the Nachal Harava, way, way down there. That is the boundary of Eretz Yisrael today. That's what is that today? Egypt, right? It's probably Egypt today.
Sinai.
Sinai, yeah. That's Sinai. That's like a Sinai today. So far down.
No, that's due south.
This is
south and west.
I know this is the biblical part of Eretz Yisrael, but not today. Today, it could be this part of Egypt. I don't know, whatever this is. What?
Yeah,
Where is that Nachal? First of all, does it even exist today? Did it dry up? It probably by now dried up. It probably doesn't exist. On this map, they're showing you this thing. Now, how do even they know this is true, this map? They're showing over this, a beautiful map, but it's showing you the Nachal Harava. That's what they're putting over here, and I'm not so sure this Nachal Harava exists today. It could be dried up. Maybe from a satellite you can see an indentation in the earth where once upon a time it once existed, and it looks like to me, not that I know anything, that it's probably too far down to be the Sinai. The desert seems to me that it's probably part of modern-day Egypt. I don't know, maybe I'm wrong. Whatever it is. But it's way, way down, no?
Otherwise, you would see the Suez or some...
Okay. Okay, could be whatever it is. It's way, way down there. All of this is part of the boundaries, can you imagine?
There's a thing today called Nachal Harava.
And where is it located?
It's in Israel.
No, there must be another Nachal. They must have named it. A lot of the names, the cities we have today, they're not the biblical locations. They're near, or they're borrowed, but they're not the exact location that they were in the time of Chumash. In any event, you see over here a little bit of a taste of how big Eretz Yisrael used to be. Eretz Yisrael was much, much larger than it is today. Churban Bayis Rishon, Churban Bayis Sheni. The kibush of the Bayis Rishon, they did not conquer what was the part of the original territory, v'chulu, all of these things. But there's no question about it, it used to be a much larger country, at least from north to south. Let's go further. Okay, that concludes Rashi. Let's look at Radak. Radak Pasuk Yud Gimel. People who rejoice over nonsense. He learns not money, not like Rashi. They rejoice over their gedulasam v'ashram. It refers over their peace, their tranquility. They're taking rejoice in the fact that no one is not that they have peace. Don't rejoice over your peace because it's going to come to an end very soon because you're doing averos. Very different than Rashi. Okay, it's much more something which you can relate to. It's taka kedai to celebrate over peace. Okay, Eretz Yisrael have had trying for how many years? 72 years already. How many years is it already? 48, 70, 71 years. 71 years. It'll be 71 years this year. Hey, year 70. So it'll be 70 years trying to achieve peace. It's elusive. Where is the peace? There is no peace. And so here in these times, they did have peace, and they rejoiced. They had Yom Ha'atzmaut. They had a celebration. They had peace. But yet, the Navi is saying, don't bother saying Hallel on Yom Ha'atzmaut, because it's not going to last, Atzmaut. It's not going to last because of all of your sins. Yes?
I just want to go back to Rashi for a second. He said about Nachal Harava, Nachal Mitzrayim. Now, if you remember, Nachal Mitzrayim is one of the borders, and it's a machlokas. In fact, there was a famous saying about that. Whether Nachal Mitzrayim is the Nile, or is it Wadi El Arish?
Right. Where are you getting that it's Nachal Mitzrayim? Nachal Mitzrayim, okay. Right. Yeah.
Focus whether it's the Nilus or what we know.
The Wadi.
Wadi El Arish.
Wadi El Arish, okay.
Which is a famous area. If I can quote Meir Kahane, he once said, I think the border of Eretz Yisrael should be until Nachal Mitzrayim. I'm not such a machmir. It doesn't have to be to the Nile. It could be to Wadi El Arish.
Good enough. Okay. But you should know those are not the only opinions. There are more opinions. What is a Nachal Mitzrayim? There are more opinions. Some hold it's none of the above. There are other, whatever it is. Okay, very good. Very, very good. I like that. Okay, so we have over here the Radak. The Radak says, Yismechem le'davar, there is peace that's not for real. That's just make-believe peace. Do not rejoice because it's not going to be in the skyim. Next, Yismechem, Imkem Mitzmechem le'davar. Next, Karnoim, what's Karnoim Kamoi Hare'emim or the Re'em? What is the Re'em? I don't even know. What is it? Do we even know what it is?
A buffalo, no?
A what?
A buffalo.
No, they didn't have buffalo. It was in the Middle East.
A unicorn.
If you mean like a water buffalo?
There were no buffaloes in the Middle East. Buffalo is North American animal. North American.
There are water buffaloes in Africa and.
Whatever it is, Ra'im.
Some say
a unicorn, okay. The unicorn is not a real creature.
What?
It's a mythical
well,
creature. Like the Nesher. The Nesher is not a real, is not a...
The Nesher,
the Ra'im, we have to... Salifkin. Salifkin's the mumche on this.
Whether its horn is singular or plural, that's what it's based on.
Okay, whatever this is, Ra'im is some type of creature which has beautiful horns, or a horn. And the horn is the pride and strength of the creature. You would think it refers to an axe. An axe has horns. Who didn't see a bullfight? Who doesn't go online and see bullfights, all these crazy things about bullfights? But that's not what it says. It says the horn here is from the Ra'im. Okay? It says Karnoyim Beloshen Rabim. Does that mean that each creature has two horns? Does that mean every individual has their own horn? I do not know. But it says here the Ra'im Shemnagech Bekarnov Kihem Oimim Shasul Lochem Karnayim Lenagech Bochem Ho'amim. Okay? So he is learning over here. What? Pasik.
Cited
earlier. The carne of the Ra'im is the karnov. Bohem yinagach anim afse yachtov afsearetz. Behem reversifrim of almanasha. Imkenehem smechem loidavar karnim kumahoreim shemnagach bekarnov kihim oimim shasu lochem karnayim lenagach bohem ha'amim. So notice that the Radak is translating the word karnoyim as if there is a base. It is the source, it is their might. It is a reference to the tools that the nation, that the Jewish people use to be successful. So as if the part lokach nolanu be karnoyim. Ki Yirav ben Yoyosh, hiskaber laloyav, Yoram ben Yoyosh, the king, he was the king of Yisrael, one of the kings, later kings. He was successful running in returning, restoring the boundaries. He returned these lands to Yehuda. And they made the fatal mistake in thinking that it was V'nosan lohem akoyach. It is Hashem who gave rachmanis upon them. Lehiskaber al oyvehem k'mo sh'omar ki ro'o Hashem es oni Yisrael moire mo'oid. Hashem saw the poverty of the Jewish people was moire mo'oid, which means it was dire. Ki moire is a very interesting word. It means it was dire, very dire. The efes otzur v'efes ozuv. There was nothing. There was no money in the bank. There was nothing to be found indoors, in storage. There were no assets. Ve'ein ezer li Yisrael. No one came to their assistance. And Hashem did not want the Jewish people to suffer, to be obliterated. And therefore it was the Chasdei Hashem that Hashem had rachmonis, even though they were undeserving. They had nothing. The people here were the lowest of low. And yet Hashem, I cannot let these people be reduced to nothing, be wiped out, and Hashem bestowed an extra special dosage of rachamim to give kavod to Klal Yisrael. The only problem was they didn't appreciate it came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yoshem b'yad Yirav ben Yoyosh. I was going to tell you something, okay, this is a very, very controversial thing. Some people will kill me for saying this, but, you know, nowhere, nowhere does it say in Chazal at this time, it was the Sitra Achra that gave them the koyach to be successful. You understand what I'm saying? Rav Meir for sure understands. The people over here, I'm not coming to Mechoylech Chas V'Sholem Chalil V'Chas to G'dayla Yisrael. I don't even know if he really, at Kerekach, what he said. But in any event, here Yav Chazal tell us the people were nothing. Otsur, we'll look at the words of the Pasuk, Pasuk in Tanakh, Pasuk that said, Pasuk in Melachim. Ki ro'o Hashem es oni Yisrael, ein oni elo bidas. People that had nothing, no lachluchis of Yiddishkeit. Moire ba'od, the spiritual status was dire. The efes otsur, the efes ozuv. I mean, the words get more powerful to emphasize nothing of nothing. The people you're dealing with were zero. Ve'ein oizer li Yisrael, and no nation in the world could give a hoot, could care less. And yet, what does it say? Miracles happen. The covenant of Klal Yisrael was restored. Why? How could they be restored? The mamish, Rishoyim, Harurim, Yemach Shemon, V'zichram, all these nasty things. The Sitra Achra came along, the Satan came along and gave them koyach. Crazy to say that? Out of your mind? It says in the Pasuk, you know who saved Klal Yisrael? When there are Nisim v'Niflois in Klal Yisrael, Nisim and Niflois don't come from the Sitra Achra. It comes from the Ribbono Shel Olam. V'loy diber Hashem limchois es Yisrael mitachas hashamayim v'yoshiyem. The Ribbono Shel Olam saved them. Okay? So how could you go and say so, make such a statement? That the whole success of people who are not yet where they should be, and I'm willing to bet these people are probably a lot better than what went on in time of the Nevi'im. Who knows how far, you know, the Avodah Zarah, the final thing we find, people, survivors who suffered from Tinik Shenishba, people who saw greatness. How could you say that their success came from the Sitra Achra? It's mind-boggling. It's mamash beferish pasuk. Success comes only from the Ribbono Shel Olam. I say this in public, I'm finished. People wrote books, mamash, thick books, proving that I'm wrong. What?
Sitra Achra.
So
the Rebbe says to him, I have a choice. I have two choices. Mm-hmm. I can say it's Maisa Sitra Achra, and I can say Maisa
Nes. Yeah, the Rebbe Shel Olam.
Why should I help the Sitra Achra when I can say it's the Rebbe Shel Olam?
You know how many people have been brainwashed and it's the Sitra Achra? Show me a chazal that talks about success comes from Sitra Achra. Farish apostate, took him all over the place. They were Tekufis and Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael was on the verge of extinction, the verge of obliteration. And Hashem says, I'm not going to let this happen. Kiro Hashem es on Yisrael. Moire me'oid. Ve'efes otzur ve'efes ozuv. Ve'ein oizer li'Yisrael. But yet the Ribbono Shel Olam said, V'loy diber Hashem limchois. Eshem Yisrael mitachas Hashemoyim. Vayoshiyem. And Hashem saved Klal Yisrael. You have to look for legal precedents. Okay, that's the way it goes. You can't make up new things. I just don't get it. I'm sorry. I mean, whatever. I really don't get it. Weiter. Let us go further. Kedai to come today just to learn this, no? See what it says over here. What it says in the books. Let's go further. This is further. Let's go to the next page. Okay, the next page is Pasuk Yud Dal, and Dr. Adak says, Ki hinani mekim, Hashem says, I'm going to cause that it will rise up against you a goy. Amar atem oimrim ki b'choskam astisem ze. It says in the pasuk, Amar atem oimrim ki b'choskam astisem ze v'loy he bat tem elai. You did not look at me. Habota. Re'ei Hashem v'habet. What are we saying on Monday, Thursday? I'm saying it correctly? I'm all mixed up. Habet mishamayim urei. I knew it didn't make sense. Habet mishamayim urei. Doniel. It comes from Sefer Doniel. Here, the Radak is borrowing from Sefer Doniel. He bat tem elai. Hashem says, because you did not pay attention, I was so good to you. I brought about your salvation, and you did not ascribe it to Hashem. You went and you thought, therefore, and you did not look at me, because the MS is La Bris Habet, the Altefin La Yetzer. Very good. You say this on the Yom Noroyim. Very good. The Slichos. Therefore, as a punishment, so here the Radak says, referring to the Malchus of Yisrael, and they will be obliterated by Melech Ashur.
Melvoy Hamas
Tiruk kisha astir ponai mikem. You will see that when I conceal my face, Yavoi hagoy hazev v'yilchatzu esrim will fight against you. Be'aretz hazos v'yotzi achem mitoicha, and Hashem will take you out of the land. The nachal harava zo yom harava. Okay, weiter. So this is very straightforward. Very straightforward. It's really a very beautiful radak. I have to remember this. Remember this for my controversial experiences. But it's a very nice radak explaining what it says. Don't confuse me with the facts. Okay, most of the problems that we have in our life, everyone is ignorance. It's not. It's not supposed to, you don't know the facts. Ignorance. You have to know. You got to know what the facts. I told you this once that I have someone. It's an extreme Zionist to the Mamish, to the nth degree. And he works with Satma Hasidim in construction. They are partners. And he's much older than a lot of the people that he works with. And I once had the chutzpah to say to him, do you ever talk politics with your partners? He says, never. Not a word. Now they Mamish, they stand on two extremes. They work together in business. They never talk politics. And he says to me, it bothers me very, very much what I see and what I hear. But, and he says to me straight, he says, the problem is one thing, ignorance. It's not a question of hashkafa. It's not a question of religion. It's not a question of this, that. It's simply ignorance. Yep. Ignorance. There's no one to talk to if you don't know the facts. Let's talk, you know. Ignorance. And it's not just him, Satmar, and Zionists.
It's all cultures.
What?
All cultures are like that.
It's right.
Like that. Every person. Ignorant.
So every person is ignorant in certain matters. You see things and you have certain assumptions. You see that you make certain assumptions, you have certain prejudices, and you have certain opinions. And 90% of the time, these things are not based upon hashkafa, it's based upon ignorance. If you really understand where they're coming from and the facts, then you can see it a little bit differently. You may not agree, but one thing is for sure, you gain respect and you understand that there's a different perspective, and live and let live. And if you don't have the, if you're ignorant, then you just look at other people like, oh, you're a guy.
That's what people say, don't confuse the issues.
Don't confuse me with the facts, right? Don't confuse, that's the expression, issues? Don't confuse the issues with the facts. Don't confuse me with the facts, right? Don't confuse the facts, right? So that is a very, very critical thing to know. Let's go back to the next pasik. We did the radak. Okay, so now let's go back to the malbum. The malbum, pasik yud gimel. Chasimechim loydavar. People who rejoice over nonsense. Hinei, we already so many perushim. Either it's not going to endure. What it's not going to do? Either this peace will not endure, or your wealth will not endure. The Radak, there's Malbim on page 341 says, Hiasmechim loydavar. Hinei. Amar al yom ben yosh. Shu hei sheves gul a yisrael mil levoi chamos al yom aravo. Kedvar ha-shem melkei yisrael asher diber v'yari v'avdo yoyna ben yamitai. Asher migas ha-chefer. Who spoke from migas ha-chefer.
That's
a place. Gas is in the Plishtim, the land of Plishtim. Ha-chefer, name of a place. Kira Hashem es oni yisrael. This is the passage we quoted before in the Radak. Yimoyerim oni yisrael moyerim oid. V'ledib ha-shem lim chesu es shem yisrael mitachas ha-shamoyim. V'yashiyem b'yari yiravim ben yoyash. Or it's in the Leimar. Shema sheitzliach yirav ben ba'es ha'hi lo hashiv es kvul yisrael ha'gam she'el Hashem she'im asidim l'glois mibnei avoy no'isem. Even though Hashem knew anyway they're going to go into exile because of their sins of mibnei she'oz lo necharatz adayin gezar dinam. It was not yet etched in stone. The gezar din. It was too early. The se'oh, the measure was not yet full. Gezar she'gezar din lo ashlagolos lo necharatz ad yimei omois. It was not yet sealed until our Sefer. Remember, we're learning Sefer Omos today. She'oz nechritza. He somehow had an inside the idea. Hagezer she'glu yiglu. Uchamosh she'perashu al mashakos on page 343. Uve'oid shishim l'chamei shana. In 65 years, Yechas Ephraim Omni will be obliterated from a nation. Shehumin ho'eis she'niba Omos she'yishol goloi yigle. May al admasoish oz nechratz gezardinam shigle achar samachei shana. So he's telling us over here that we're going to learn the next parak. The next parak over here that Amos is going to reveal in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that in 65 years, the Malchus of Ephraim will come to an end. The Malchus of Yisrael will come to an end. It was in his lifetime that it was etched in stone. The Gzar Din was sealed for the event to take place 65 years later. Yoina ben Amitai, we'll learn not so far ahead, Bli Neder, Mir Sashem, is discussing before that period of time when it was not yet known. It could go both ways. It was not yet sealed. The Gzar Din was not yet sealed. Further, now the Achash Bimei Yerov and Yoyash Aden Leinigzera Hagzera. Yoina lived in the time of Yoyash Yerov and Yoyash. It was not yet sealed. Shaal Ze Omar Veloidiber Hashem Limchos Hashem Yisrael. It was not yet finished. Tahayinu Shlodiber Hagzar Din Adain Oz Veros Shehem Meunim Meoid. He saw it's dangerous. They are in a state of Meunim. What does it mean, Meunim? Meunim means they are in a dangerous, a precarious state. They are in a very delicate state of being. And who knows where this lifestyle will lead them. V'im yanichem b'yad ha-teva v'hamikre yichlu me'atzmam, they will come to an end. V'lo hoya adayim zman l'zeh. And the zman did not yet arrive. L'chein d'yefa huchav ha'ashim yad yirav ben yoyash v'ador ha'hu sheshamu nevu azob b'nei b'nei yoyar ben amitai sheigil l'chem shema sheshiyam hu b'nei sheshem lo'idib l'chalesam samchu aloy davar. They rejoiced over nonsense. In other words, he's saying over here an incredible chiddush. He's coming over here, he's saying something much deeper than we've learned in the Mitzudos, in Rashi, and in the Radak. And it's saying over here that when it says Shesamcha Loidavar, it's referring specifically to the Nevuah of Yoina ben Amitai. Yoina ben Amitai made an announcement, and he said, Rabbeisai, miracles are going to happen very, very soon. You're in a state of extreme danger. You are Me'unim Me'od, an extremely delicate matzav, and you will be destroyed. Al piderech hateva, you will come to an end, but Hashem is going to save you because He doesn't want Klal Yisrael to come to an end. The people celebrated; they went out into the streets and they celebrated the beautiful words of Yoina ben Amitai. And along comes Amos, and he said, "You celebrated for nothing. That was only a temporary stay." In order to keep you going for a little bit longer, to give you an opportunity to do teshuva, maybe Hashem will have rachmanis upon you, but it was not meant to be a permanent success. It's just to give you more of an opportunity to do teshuva. So that nevuah and that celebration was l'loy davar. So we can add this to our collection of translations. When it says here in the Pasuk, Simechim al Loi Dovar, we had the Mitzudos David, which is just very vague, that you're just rejoicing, you're living a life of joy, you're celebrating on nonsense. You don't know how to celebrate, you know, it sounds like he's coming to give the Musar, that you're going to too many parties. Every night is another celebration. One night you celebrate the Super Bowl, one night you celebrate the basketball league, one night you celebrate the football, one baseball, v'chulu, v'chulu. You have celebrations over nonsense. Why not have celebrations over things that are significant? Sima Masechta, Sima Shas, a simcha, or something which a simcha shel mitzvah. That's what you should celebrate over. Rashi, you celebrate your assets, your gedulos, and your ashram, your osha, your wealth. That's nonsense. According to Radak, what are you celebrating over? Peace. You're celebrating that you're living in a state of peace and tranquility. It's nonsense. Your peace will be short-lived. According to the Malbim, he's saying something very profound. You celebrated the words of the prophet, Yoina ben Amitai, when he told you, V'lo yimche Hashem, V'lo Hashem does not want to destroy you. That was not meant to be a permanent success. That was just meant to give you more time to do teshuvah, so that Hashem will not sign off on the gzar din that's hanging over your heads to be exiled and destroyed. Okay, so Yahweh has so many pirushim, something so innocent, smechim aloy dovar, four very different pirushim, very, very, very different pirushim on how to translate those very simple words. Okay, let's go further in the Malbim, page 343. Shamchu aloy dovar, okay, I'm now where it gets wide, in the top of the Malbim, it's four lines down. Hainu al shloyotz adav gzir alehem v'al pizeh choshu achar shemash shehiskabru al oyev, on this which you prevailed on the enemy v'husha b'gvul Yisrael m'levoy chamos al yom harava lo hoya al yidei shashem di. But it's not because of Kodesh. What do you say? What did you do? You spun it the wrong way. Rak al yidei shashem lo yidiber. Hashem did not bring about this success. Im kain Hateshua lo hoysa bechneis meis Hashem ki loy hoyshiyam bepoil al yidei dibur shadibur letoivosam rakoy al yidei shloy dibur ra aleichem. It's just that Hashem did not decree that you should be destroyed. The al yidei kach noyshu me atzmam. You made the big mistake in thinking koychi vi oitzem yodi osoli esachayil hazeh al yidei koyach Yeravam bimelchama. Yeravam was the best general. The smartest, how do you say it in English? Strategy.
Strategist.
Smartest strategist is a better word, a more sophisticated word. I can't pronounce it. My tongue doesn't know how to twist that way. Okay. Al yidei zeh choshvu shenitzchu b'chezkasam u'givurasam. The Amran, they said here the key words, Bichoskenu lokachnu lanu karnoyim. Shema shenitzachnu, this that we were successful and prevailed, hoya alidei choskenu ugivura senu, was through our strength. Ulechein, therefore, Yasa Hashem imochem midikadegim. Therefore, now, therefore, Kodesh Baruch was very disappointed that you attributed your success to your own power. And therefore, the punishment will be mida keneged mida. Now, that's a very interesting idea. What does that mean? Next pasuk, how he explains pasuk Yudalis, short malbum, ki hinini mekim aleichem num Hashem tzavokos goy hagoy shakim aleichem lo yiyeh biloy davar. It will not be. It will be supernatural. The success. This is something extremely profound. What the malbum is saying is that the Churban will be recognized even by the hardest, the coldest person, the person who has no sense of spirituality, even he will come to recognize that the Churban was b'hashkocha me'es Hashem, l'mala miderech hateva. That's very, very frightening. One more look at those words. Hagoy sh'akim aleichem lo yihye biloy davar. No one will make a mistake and think that it was a coincidence that the Jewish people suffered such a catastrophe that they were exiled into Golus. Rak bidibur uneum Hashem tzivakos. That is why the pasuk says here, I mean, what the Malbim here is doing is just awesome. It's just amazing how he's opening up these psukim like none other. That's why the pasuk here says it's going to be neum Hashem Elokei tzivakos, which means it will be clear as day. This week's parasha, Zekeli v'anveyu, ro'osa shivcha shebayom, ma sheloi ro yechezkel ben buzi. Okay, it was clear as day. Now, just like there by the Yav, it was clear as day, the Yeshua, the salvation of Hashem, for good. Here, the golus of the Aseres HaShvatim, it was the same thing. It was clear as day that it was behashkochas haboire. Why? Why did it have to be like that? Mida kineged mida. Because you failed to recognize that your success was through the hashkocha of Hashem. You attributed your success that was really through nisim and niflois to koichiv yoytzem yadi. Mida connected Mida. You don't want to see the Yad Hashem? I'll show you the Yad Hashem. But I'll show you the Yad Hashem in the other form where you will witness clearly that the Churban is going to be Yad Hashem. The Amru, and they said, just like when Yeravam, he saved the people from the extremes, the extreme north to the extreme south. He restored their boundary. Now it's going to be reversed, and Sancheriv will take possession of the entire land. Okay, so we've learned quite a bit over here in the Malbim. The Malbim over here has taught us incredible chidushim. To review very very quickly, the first chidush was his translation of the words of leloy davar. He's translating the word loy davar, that you celebrated the nevuah of Yoina ben Amitai for nothing. It was not meant to be a celebration, his nevuah. It was meant to be the beginning of a Baal Teshuvah movement. That's what it was meant to be. You took it the wrong way. And then, when it says over here, Haloi b'chazkinu lokachnu lanu karnoyim, what is the connection between this pasuk Yud Gimel to pasuk Yud Aleph? The connection is, the punishment will be Mida keneged Mida. You attributed the miracles of success to Koichi v'oitzem Yadi. Mida keneged Mida, I will bring a Chorban, and everyone, even the person who is the most in denial, will see the Chorban was in the Yad Hashem. The Chorban was Ne'um Hashem Elokei Hatzevokos. Okay.
Below Dabar, he's also working in the term below Dabar.
In the previous pasuk, Hatzemechem below Dabar, now it's going to be, he hit me maybe making my foundation from Hashem.
I think that's why he chose that particular phrase.
Which phrase? Who are you referring to?
Right before, we just said that Lo Yiyeh below Dabar.
The Malum's words.
Yes.
Right. It's not. That's why it's going to be Ne'um Hashem Elokei Tzevokos. Okay. One short Likutei Shas. Okay, just says very quickly. And back on page 340, very just few words. Haloi v'chaskenu lokachnu v'loi v'lonu kar noyim pen yomu yodeinu roma v'loi po'al v'loi Hashem po'al kol zayis. This just mimics. This just echoes the words of the pasuk in Hazinu, that there's going to come a time in Hazinu, the Shiras Hazinu. No, the Shiras Hazinu was in the news this week. Whenever you read the Shiras Hayam, one Shira, that automatically triggers a discussion of all of the other Shiras in the Torah. And the Shira of Hazinu is very unique in that it's really a nevuah. It's a nevuah of Jewish history. And there it says, Pen Yoimru. It should not happen. It's almost as if Moshe Rabbeinu was telling you, he's hinting what will happen, and he's mourning, and he's hoping it should not happen. And what does Moshe Rabbeinu say in Hazinu? Pen Yoimru, lest you say, Yodeinu Ramo, our hands have prevailed, and we have brought about our own success, Viloi Hashem Po'al Kol Zayis. And it is not the Koyach of Hashem. So here the Chazal tells us, the Sifrei tells us, what is Moshe Rabbeinu really referring to? He's referring to Sefer Amos. He's referring to the words we've just learned, that Amos here, now there's a Gezar Din, there's going to be a Churban of the Aseres HaShvatim, and you know why? It's because when Yoyosh ben Yeravam was successful in conquering the Gesundheit, the entire Eretz Yisrael, which was predicted through the nevuah of Yoina ben Amitai, the people said it was not because of Hashem, it was because of Koichi v'Oitzem Yadi, it was because Yodeinu Rama. You have a whole new appreciation of learning that pasuk. It's not just Stam talking in general that Klal Yisrael make this mistake. According to the Sifrei, it's referring to something very, very specific in Jewish history. The Tekufa, the tail end of the Aseres HaShvatim, a time right before the end when HaKadosh Baruch Hu granted the Malchus of Yisrael incredible, unusual success. The success of the Melech of Yoyash ben Yerovam in conquering, taking back from the enemy the entire Eretz Yisrael. And this was predicted in advance by Yoina ben Amitai, where we lay in the Yoina, the same Navi that we laid on Yom Kippurim, right before Ne'ilah. And the people, unfortunately, made a big mistake in that Tekufa. They did not want to see the Yad Hashem. They wanted to say it was their koyach, and that is what caused their fate to be sealed in being exiled for good. That's how we learn Shkamosh Amru Shamru Oisam Hashoitim. The fools, look what the Sifrei says. The Sifrei is a very powerful to use the word shaitim. It's not such a common thing to find in a medrash to use those words. The foolish people, you would say the Rishoyim. The other words that I think we're more familiar with in medrash. He used the word of the people living in this time, the Aseret Hashoitim, was shaitim. Shaitim Shabi Olam.
That particular phrase is used in
Shaitim Shabi Olam, but here it's referring to a people.
Can you say, I don't know if it's appropriate to say that today, not only are there people who say that the Holocaust was not the Yad Hashem, now there are many people saying it never happened. I mean, the whole thing never happened.
We actually had that. Not the long ago, I forgot we had that. The Holocaust denial is also Merumas. Merumas, I just forgot. We learned about that not so long ago. A whole parsha here, we discuss is denial. It's a shame, a shechazimor, to remember what we learned. But there was a whole section here, a few psukim, and then Mamash focused upon this principle of denial. How look like the denial of Churban.
I'm saying, not only that wasn't the hand of Jeff,
it's a whole different prat. That's a whole different prat. Jews, the whole self-hating Jews will tell you also that the Holocaust never happened in Hanani. Or they'll tell you they will minimize the scope of the Holocaust in Hanani. There are such terrible people who do such terrible things. But here, that's not the point. I think here, the point over here is, no one's denying what happened.
Yeah.
They're just saying, but no one's denying what happened. But over here, the Pasuk is telling you that it's going to be clear as day that the Churban was the Yad Hashem. Why would Hashem do that? Why would Hashem make miracles? It's Nida Kineged Nida. Because when you had success, which was also clearly B'Yad Hashem, you failed to give Hashem the credit. You don't want to give me the credit. I'm going to get credit no matter what. If you don't want to give me the credit for the miracles, for the good times, then you will give me credit for something else. You'll give me credit for the bad times. Now, the vast majority of people, unfortunately, Rahman al-Islam, many Jews came out of the Holocaust. Everyone came out of the Holocaust damaged. No one came out clean. Everyone came out damaged. And like we said, some people in one of the camps, I don't remember which one it was, where they put up the paroiches from a very famous shul, the paroiches and the entrance to the guest chambers, Zeh Hashar LaHashem Tzadikim Yevovo. The Nazis were experts in psychological torture. Psychological torture. They took the paroiches, they studied them, they spent an enormous amount of time studying the Jewish religion. They used to do on all the Jewish holidays. The Jewish holidays was a special day to torture the Jews. Tisha on Yom Kippurim. Yom Kippurim, they put out a spread. They put out a big spread. A lot of stories like this for the Jewish people.
I read that Eichmann knew Yiddish.
Yep.
He knew
the way we think. They studied the Jewish people in great detail. And they took advantage. Yom Kippurim, they would put out a spread. And they would say, if you don't need, we'll kill you. There's more to it. There are a lot of different stories about it, whatever. But one of the most horrifying stories, everyone knows, I don't remember the details, unfortunately, is they put on the entrance to the gas chambers, the paroiches from a shul that was very popular, everyone knew, which had on the very top, Zeh Hashar LaHashem Tzadikim Yevovo. And there were survivors. And there were people who survived went either one or two ways. Either they saw in this incredible Hashkocha Pratis, Einoch Inami, you're right, to die al Kiddush Hashem, indeed, Zeh Hashar LaHashem, Tzadikim Yovohu Vo. inspire them to achieve the greatest heights in Ruchnius. And Rachmana Litzlan, people saw this as the greatest hester upon him, to a degree where they couldn't deal with it. And those that survived seeing this, they gave up everything. So you have one event, and it caused two people to go in mamish in extremely different directions. Now, can't judge anyone, but many people who came out of the Holocaust, what we read about is, the Holocaust was mamish Nu'um Hashem Tzavakos. It's just not possible. It's impossible. It does not make sense. Such a horbin, such a scope, such terror on such a scale is not humanly possible. The mind cannot grasp. This can only be Nu'um Hashem Elokei HaTzavakos. It can only be mamish what it says. A goy v'lochatzu eschem. It can only be such a fulfillment of this pasuk. Where Kodesh Baruch Hu, Rachman Litzlan, we witness now a generation, the last generation, we've witnessed Rachman Litzlan, this pasuk. We've witnessed where a Kodesh Baruch Hu brought upon Klal Yisrael a chorban that any thinking person will come to the conclusion it's mamish me'es Hashem. There's no other way to understand it. And, it's frightening, it's extremely frightening. Unfortunately, you'll tell me it's not so, because there were many people who denied, who said it was not the Yad Hashem, it was just, I don't even know the words, how to explain it. I don't know what to say, but those who saw the Holocaust in this light of being above and beyond human comprehension, it's mamish what it says, how the Malbum is coming to translate the words. There are sometimes in history events of tragedy, of Churban, which you can say, you can put a spin on it, you can say it was natural, it's not natural, it's the Yad Hashem, not the Yad Hashem. You have to be a religious person to see the Yad Hashem in a Churban. But there are some Churbanos, catastrophes that are so over the top, it's just super obvious that it's Nu'um Hashem Elokei HaTzavakos. And that is what the Malam Her has done for us. He has really opened up this inyan, and the pasuk that we've learned over here in Shiras Hazinu also elaborates upon that point. It's referring to, specifically to this point in history. Okay, we finish Perek Vav. Im Yirtz Hashem, tomorrow we begin Perek Zayin.